الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Here, in the streets of Tehran, our most virtuous youth, like the ones whose names were mentioned, such as Arman Ali Verdi and Ruhollah Ajamian, they were truly some of our purest, most untainted, most virtuous youth, were tortured to death. But the Western world did not object at all. I mean, it didn't matter to them. Rather, they provoked people and trained them to do these things. Their radio stations and their agents teach these kinds of things. These are examples of their human rights. All of us must know the enemy today. Everyone should know the points the enemy uses as targets for its attacks. Everyone should know the strategies employed by the enemies. Everyone should know where the enemy is positioned. Just like in a military warfare is the same. If you don't know where the enemy is going to attack from, you will be deceived. If you don't know which area they plan on occupying, and if they succeed in tricking you, you will be deceived. You need to know these things. It is the same in soft warfare.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You must know what the enemy wants to do, where their target is, what their goals are, and what their strategies are. Everyone should know these and fight against these, especially the artistic and cultural circles. Poets, artists, novelists, cinematographers, architects, and those involved in various cultural fields should know that we are currently facing this plundering and onslaught of the enemy. They should pay attention to this. They need to understand what is happening. And they must also show what's happening to other people. They need to raise awareness about this, and they shouldn't be passive. Fortunately, we have a number of good poets today who are pious, kind-hearted, and believers in the religion and the revolution. Well, you are all examples of this. Fortunately, one of the good things that has been done by various organizations, those that are active in the field of art and also other organizations, is that they have helped to expand this kind of work throughout the country. Today, the opportunity exists for poets from all over the country, even those from villages and small towns, to introduce themselves and to go to centers where they can present their poetry.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.